Philadelphia is the first big city in the country to ban so-called cashless businesses, shops and restaurants that do not accept cash. Philadelphia probably won't be the last city, though. For member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Aaron Moselle reports on the new law.
This is not a complicated law. Whether you sell sneakers or smoothies, customers must be able to pay in cash. Philadelphia City Councilman Bill Greenlee introduced the bill. He says otherwise, businesses would be discriminating against low-income residents who don't have bank accounts, what's known as being unbanked.
It seems like on a regular commercial establishment, people should be able to buy the product if they have the means to buy the product. It just seems unfair to have that separation.
It's estimated more than 10% of Philly's population, nearly 200,000 people, are unbanked. That's more than double the regional average. Construction worker Dwight Tyndall is one of them. He had a bank account a few years ago. He closed it because his balance never stayed above zero for very long.
I got a little baby, his son, boy, and the bills too, so that go to all that.
These days, Tyndall only uses cash. He keeps all of his money in a secret location. He says it's a stressful system.
I'm concerned every day. I just think, like, dang, I should move it here or I should move it over here. But if I don't be paranoid and just stick with the plan I had, everything will be cool.
Tyndall isn't bothered by the handful of cashless businesses in the city. He says there are plenty of places that sell salads and coffee that accept cards and cash. He also says it's on him that he doesn't have a bank account, not the businesses. Anti-poverty advocates, even ones who support the bill, told me this issue wasn't on their radar either before the measure was introduced.
I would have liked to see a measure that more directly impacted poor people as far as getting them out of poverty.
Otis Bullock leads the nonprofit Diversified Community Services.
You know, a measure that raises their income, or at a minimum, a measure that addresses the actual issue, which is those who experience financial insecurity becoming unbankable.
So why does Philly have this law? City Councilman Greenlee admits the idea started with him, not his unbanked constituents.
We can do this bill much quicker than I think we're going to solve the problem of the unbanked.
Kerry Smith is an attorney with Community Legal Services. The organization has a number of unbanked clients. She says Greenlee's law also serves as a safeguard, particularly if Philly stores selling basic staples go cashless.
Our clients may simply be shamed or embarrassed from being turned away from a store. Or they may have to dig deeper into their pocketbooks to pay high fees for a prepaid card that they otherwise would not want, simply so they can put food on the table and buy items that their family needs.
Philly's Chamber of Commerce was not a fan of the new law, and neither is Andre Andrews, owner of Dre's Homemade Water Ice and Ice Cream. It's a cash-free business that specializes in non-traditional flavors. He sympathizes with the intent of the law, but he has a hard time getting past the fact that government is telling him how to operate.
I'm trying to keep up with the times, but you're forcing me to stay one-dimensional. And my customers are okay with being cashless, so I don't understand.
Philly's law takes effect in July. New York and San Francisco are considering similar legislation. New Jersey just needs the governor's signature to join Massachusetts as the only places with a statewide ban of cashless businesses. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Moselle in Philadelphia.